Leaving out the occasional subpoenaed baseball slugger or combative Secretary of Defense, congressional testimony is usually pretty dry territory. But it has had its milestones, like anything else. In 1859, Victoria Woodhull became the first woman to speak before Congress. The first televised congressional hearing took place in 1950, and 3 years ago, in a great step for Muppet kind, Elmo became possibly the first Muppet to address a panel of that august body. Not even pleading for public television, his cause was music education. Today, the House Subcommittee on Space and Aeronautics broke through perhaps the final frontier of congressional testimony, the first galactic testimony. Today, while orbiting hundreds of miles above Capitol Hill, NASA astronaut John Phillips told congressmen what it's like to live and work aboard the International Space Station. Phillips' flight path took him over Colorado and the Sawtooth Mountains in Idaho. He's now traveling down the California coastline. Like any seasoned traveler, Phillips made sure to capitalize on the photo opportunities.
The view is incredible. We get the white snow and the blue oceans and the tan deserts and the green forests. And what it brings home to me is that pretty small planet, we're all one people, and we need to conserve the resources we have, make sure we work together, make this place livable for many generations to come.
This was not the first attempt at zero-G testimony. It was tried once before in 2001, but technical glitches prevented the link-up. Today, Phillips made sure to stress to the representatives that being in space is no vacation.
Well, I think my biggest surprise up here, how much work goes into preparation for visiting vehicles. For example, just 15 minutes ago, closed the hatch on our Russian supply ship. About to say goodbye to that ship, and then we're going to get another one in a couple days. And it takes a lot of work to pack that Progress vehicle, stuff we don't need anymore, and to unpack yet. And then as soon as we get the new one aboard in just a few days, then we're going to start in earnest preparing to support the launch of the shuttle Discovery and its mission dock here on station. And that's just a whole lot of work. And for a couple of weeks, it really dominates our activities up.
That is astronaut John Phillips testifying live from space before the House Subcommittee on Space and Aeronautics. The subcommittee called today's meeting in advance of another meeting later this month to consider the future of NASA's funding and the organization's goals. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.